This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Facebook is under fire for allegedly failing to protect the health records of people who join its patient support groups. A recent complaint filed with the Federal Trade Commission claims Facebook provided misleading information on privacy policies to convince people to give out personal health information. The site then allegedly failed to report breaches of that data and ignored requests to fix the problem. David Harlow is one of the complaint filers. He's principal of the Harlow Group, a Newton-based healthcare law and consulting firm, and joins us in the studio now. David, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Tell us how Facebook obtained the personal health information from these supposedly closed or private Facebook groups and how you found out about the security breach.
I have been working over the past number of months with a patient and patient advocate and a security researcher. The patient advocate is herself a member of one of these closed support groups and a moderator of the group. And after the Cambridge Analytica news broke with regard to Facebook, she became concerned about the privacy of information within the group and brought in a researcher and analyst who was able to document the vulnerability and actually was able to download personal information of 10,000 members of the group.
What kind of personal information are we talking about? And does it include their health information?
It includes all of the health information that they have shared online, and it is tied to their real names, their email addresses, other identifying information from their Facebook accounts. Anything from posts into the group detailing situations regarding their condition, test results that sometimes members post into the group.
And people participating would voluntarily give up their health information.
That's right, because it's promoted as a safe space. It's promoted as a situation where people can gain support from like-minded individuals, people going through the same sorts of things.
In the FTC complaint, you call Facebook's explanations of its privacy policies in patient support groups deceptive and misleading. What do you mean?
A typical Facebook user reading the group description, reading the group privacy policy, would not be able to understand the way in which their data has been exposed. And that's really the issue. Privacy regulation is based in part on authorization and consent, and there can't be meaningful consent if there isn't a clear understanding of the way in which data is being shared and used.
You say exposure of these records and this information poses a risk of serious injury and death to people. How so?
Facebook groups are used by people who have all sorts of vulnerabilities. There could be discrimination of various sorts as a result should somebody gain access to that group membership list. In addition, we've seen issues in other parts of the world where people are targeted because of their sexual orientation. And there are some closed Facebook groups that are based on sexual orientation and are specific to certain countries. That's a tremendous potential danger out there.
Some people maintain that social media support groups are helpful for people dealing with rare medical conditions. Here is Dr. Elaine Shatner, a healthcare advocate and former oncologist, on the importance of such groups. I'm going to get you to respond to her after we hear this.
For children and adults who are contending with rare conditions, this can be a lifeline. And I really hope that Facebook and other companies will find a way to provide safe spaces for patients. I think it can be extremely helpful.
She making a good point?
Absolutely. There really isn't an alternative at the moment. That's part of the problem. The Facebook support group product is, in fact, a tremendous asset to patients. There's often information that can be shared by patients peer-to-peer that cannot be obtained by speaking with a clinician.
So how do you think Facebook should make participation in these groups safer for people who are benefiting from them?
You can have in simple, straightforward language, these are the terms of use. This is the way in which your information is kept private. This is who can see it. This is how they can see it. This is how they can find it. The other more fundamental issue is changing the way in which this information can be accessed. It needs to be locked down a little more securely. We have a lot of rules on the books that aren't necessarily enforced all the time, and it would help all of us a little bit more if the government would enforce them more uniformly.
David Harlow, principal of the Harlow Group and filer of a recent privacy complaint against Facebook. Thanks very much for coming in and speaking with us.
Thank you.
Facebook did not respond to WBUR's request for comment about the complaint. In a statement last week, the company denied any wrongdoing or deception and added Facebook is not an anonymous platform.